I was actually about to jump in and do the welcome to the Nearly Coherent just to see how I want to see what Ed's face looked like when I stole it out from under him.
Oh,
welcome to the Nearly Coherent podcast. I'm Ed. I'm Ed. You dirty son of a bitch.
That's my silent. That's my protest. I'm Jeff. What's up?
And I'm Val.
Wow, the timing is really on point tonight, guys. This is going to be a real good episode. I can feel it already. Podcast.
Professional AF.
Dave, you got
we're definitely not
editing to do already, buddy.
I've had a bit to drink.
I see you have new background, new setting.
Yes, this is the office. It's a dirty place because it's not fully done yet. This is also my boyfriend's room, not mine. So if it's a mess, not my fault.
Okay. So why is...
Wait, your boyfriend has his own room?
I'm Catholic. I can't lie with another man until, wedding happens.
Right. And then immediately after the wedding, never again.
Put him. This is because he wakes up at like 6 o'clock in the morning and I don't have to do that because I don't hate myself. So if he needs to get ready, he goes into here and he gets ready and I sleep beautifully in there and we're cool.
Do you have more than one bedroom?
Mm-hmm. We have a 2-bedroom, second floor, deaf guy downstairs. What's up?
Deaf guy.
Like he's like a lot older
than you, so he could be like what, 22, 23?
I love when you call me young. That wasn't sarcasm. His name,
that sounded a lot like sarcasm.
Yeah, that was really you popped open a can of sarcasm. I could hear the freshness steel being broken. Yeah,
that sounded really sarcastic.
Sorry, I didn't mean it. He left us Oreos with like a really sweet note. And it said like, hey, welcome to the house. I hope these aren't the only sweet things you experience here. I like broke down in tears. So I was like, I haven't even seen this man physically yet. There's another man that lives below him. These people, I don't know if they actually live here. They're just.
You know what would be awesome?
If they were serial killers.
You wrote a note back to him that was like, mind your fucking business. Just to like see what he says. He got like a good sense of humor.
You don't know me.
Send him back like Oreo crumbs. Like, mind your business, old man.
Thanks for the diabetes, bitch.
How much time do you have left?
No.
Is that too far? That's too far. All right, I got it. I'll reel it back. I'm not good at making friends with my neighbors.
I don't know why you had to qualify that with your neighbors.
Hey, listen, I'm good at making friends. If I choose to do so, but
yeah.
And how often do you choose to do so?
Listen, the thing with neighbors, and this is the problem, and Val, you may be able to back me up with this, although on your side, it may not happen quite as much. I don't know. Are you? You know when you end up with these like forced, these proximity, like forced upon playdate fucking friends, like when your significant other has friends and then they want to get together and you get together with like their significant others.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I get it.
I don't know if any of yours are listening, so you may not want to give me the true answer, but man, that's the worst. There's nothing worse than having to be friends with somebody that you did not pick to be friends with.
No, he's got this one particular friend with this girl who, like, I only met once, and we've been dating for 3 years almost. And like, they live together, and they've been together for 5. She never comes out. When she does, she always asks me, "What are you wearing?" And it's like, "Bitch, I don't know what I'm even wearing. Like, I'm not asking you. Like, what?" And then like,
wait, what do you mean? Like, what are you wearing? Like, what are you gonna wear out?
Wait.
Yeah, like, okay. So she doesn't overdress or underdress.
All right, that makes way more sense than I saw her at a club and she walked up to me and said, "What are you wearing?" Like, this is the weirdest video sex phone line I've ever heard.
I thought it was like a red carpet interview type of thing.
she's got a special camera just to see the nails.
What are you wearing? Well, I bought this shirt at Walmart.
Oh, my God. The Walmart by me is literally hell. It is hell. It is horrible. We'll get into that later, but
you moved literally 2 towns over. That Walmart is the Walmart by everyone.
No, this one's in Westbury.
Yeah, I know. The one over by the mall, like by the Best Buy.
What I mean, in my old house was East Meadow.
Ugh, that place is ugh.
To be fair, terrible. All Walmarts are hell.
That's a good point. No, that's not true. Walmarts in rural areas are awesome.
That's because it got guns.
And also because there's nothing else for like 900 miles.
But that's it. They take care of the store out there because it's the only thing to do.
I once went to a Walmart in Pennsylvania and it was fantastic. I had a great experience. The Walmart over here is like, I saw a fight happen in the freaking parking lot. I walk in, I go to get seltzer. The guy's yelling at me, the one that works there, because he's sweeping. He's like, "Go around! Go around!" He keeps yelling this every 5 seconds. And the guy...
That poor guy has Tourette's. I know that guy. He has Tourette's syndrome.
He wants us to turn around.
It's funny. I can't believe she's making fun of a guy that has Tourette's syndrome.
He doesn't have Tourette's.
He does. I know that guy.
You don't know that guy.
Yeah. Old guy, brown hair.
No.
I was trying.
It was a good guess, though.
Very typical, by the way. But she's a myth. We're not gonna go there. She's a teacher, and she just thinks she knows everything, and she
you realize that you said what she taught before you tried to.
I'm just gonna give you an instant replay. She's a myth. You know what? We're not gonna go into that. She's a teacher. Oh, is it social studies?
That? Dave, can you cut that?
That is awesome. You know,
don't tell me anything.
Listen, Dave, don't bother cutting that because you have so many other details already. That this person's listening, they fucking know that who's being talked about.
Yeah, it's me, classic me.
I think you're all right. This person is probably not listening.
Yeah, but she's like, she.
What's their mailing address?
I don't know.
I'm gonna send them a cassette of this episode.
A cassette. Look at you. Whatever. I don't care. I'm just kidding. I really care. I have a lot of anxiety. Please stop.
All right. Let's not drive her off the cliff tonight. This is her first. This is her first recording from her new crib.
Yeah.
Yeah. That make her jump out the window.
She's on the second floor. We already know. Let's not push her too much.
I have a backyard. And there's a murder shed. So if you guys ever want to murder someone, I got you.
Again, with all the details. It's now not a good idea to murder someone in that shed.
And you know, can I even just tell you how you know I'm never going to murder somebody because of the amount of exercise it would take to just stab somebody to death? Ugh. So much moving.
Here's how I know.
You have to get like an unmarked gun, or like if you decide to use a gun, like it's just not.
And then if you have to dig a shallow grave, that's like a lot of time on a treadmill. Like I'd have to eat. Yeah, who's got the time?
This is how I know I'm not gonna murder somebody, is because I haven't done it yet. And I feel like I'm getting like older and giving less of a shit about everything. That short of like defending myself or my family in one of those like, you know, self-defense accidental killings, which I don't really call a murder. But short of that, if I haven't killed somebody yet, I'm not going to. I'm aging like a vegetable that's been left out on the fucking counter. So there's no, I got nothing. I have nothing left, folks.
You're like an old potato.
Yeah.
Just eyes popping out of everywhere. Your belly button went from a innie to an outie because it's just sprouting garbage. Yep. Yeah.
Somebody left me on a soaked paper towel for too long, and that's it. My mojo's gone, folks.
Potatoes are still delicious.
Well, thank you very much. I'm gonna take that as a compliment. Potatoes are delicious. You're absolutely right.
I'm gonna do a quick fact check on that. It's true.
Your Irish knowledge.
You heard it here, folks. News corner. Dave's news corner. Yeah. Potatoes are delicious.
We also
end of story.
Have a walkway that leads directly to the train tracks. So, anyone want to commit suicide?
Oh, I was going to say, like some Lost Boys shit, or like to the train station?
No, it's to the train tracks themselves, because like my...
walk out on the tracks.
Yeah.
That's safe.
Yeah. So...
I'm going to tell you this right now. You're going to have a party at some point. You're going to need to put leashes on some people.
Yeah.
Because they're just going to wander in front of a train.
Yeah.
And that's going to really just hurt your reputation for good parties.
Hopefully it's not your deaf neighbor. He won't even be able to hear the train coming.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying. I don't want your elderly deaf downstairs neighbor to die or anything. I'm just saying, he lives near the train with a thing on the tracks. If his vision starts to go, somebody's going to have to take care of that old man.
Yeah.
Well, you say that you don't want him to die, but you were sitting there cackling and you know, doing that thing with your hands like you're a supervillain while you said it, though. So
yeah, well,
I kind of think you do.
Actions speak louder than words, apparently.
We all handle anxiety differently, okay? So,
oh, thank you.
I'm
very hot. It's very hot in here.
Well, that's good. Doing that jumping jack motion usually helps cool people down. Yeah. Yeah, expending excess energy like that helps. You'll be cool in very no helpful. Time.
I also want to formally apologize for last week. I had vacation time, so I used it, and
from this. We didn't give you vacation time. I don't remember that in the contract.
No. There's only one person who gets vacation time, and that's me. All the rest of you bitches have to come here every time.
I called out on him the week before too. Actually, I no-called, no-showed on him the week before. Yeah.
Well, I no-called, no-showed.
I got so spicy with him in text messages. It was intense.
Like Sean spicy?
No, I didn't go hide in bushes and chew on cinnamon gum.
Hey, what's wrong with cinnamon gum?
Yeah. Nothing. It's just what Sean Spicer chewed on a lot.
Mm. Got it. I never knew it was cinnamon.
Yeah, it was cinnamon gum. Loved it. He loved his cinnamon gums.
Did you see the video of that comedian bombing at a... She was like basically harassing the news press secretary.
Oh, she didn't bomb. You're not doing it for the room there. You're doing it for the people on the internet.
Well, I
heard... If the room there... I didn't like her delivery on 90% of the stuff, but she was very... A lot of the whining from people on the internet was... not correct.
Ah.
I like, there was a lot of talk about how she was making fun of you know, Ms. I'm gonna speak to your manager press secretary's appearance, when she didn't. She said she nailed Smokey Eye, which as far as I know is difficult to do. Let's check with the expert. Jeff, Smokey Eye, how hard is it to do?
3 months to perfect.
Exactly. So she's saying that she nails that skill. And I'll be honest with you, she does.
She doesn't do it herself. She gets people to do it.
No. She does it all herself. Don't you know that that's how...
Who's the comedian?
It was Michelle Wolf.
She owns that famous comedy club in the city. But yeah, I just did it. Like, I don't know. She had a face on the whole time. She was just like, this is going to be funny. And then like, it just wasn't.
That's the character that she does when she's doing her stand-up. I wasn't a huge fan of it, I don't think. But, like, you know, it wasn't the content, it was the delivery that bothered me.
Can you tell me what's going on with Kanye West? Everyone's, like, it's got a new thing
to talk about. He said slavery is a choice.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said a bunch of, like, odd, very odd stuff about supporting Trump and about slavery. It's not really stuff that we are equipped to properly weigh in on.
Let's have three white people talk about whether or not slavery is a choice.
But I will tell you, it was odd. It was definitely odd, and it kind of came out of nowhere.
He's got to like be on something, or like I just don't know. He's just bored. He's a bored individual. He hasn't put out an album. He's just sitting there being like,
"He put an album out this year."
Did he?
I think so.
Apparently he just released a new single that includes the phrase "poopity scoop," I believe it is.
Oh my God, really?
Or scoopity.
Is that really a thing? That's a thing. He did that.
That is a thing.
He might be.
I thought that was just a joke on SNL, and then I saw something where that was like in there.
Yeah, that was me. That was my. That came through my microphone. I think that was my dog.
If you hear Arrested Development, that theme song playing, that's me.
Is that, did you hear about, are you guys fans of Arrested Development?
Yes.
So, I guess for the past, you know, whatever it is, a few years since season 4 came out, season 4 was just so awful. Did you see that the showrunner has gone and recut season 4? To make it have more of that Arrested Development feel, and said that season 5 is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that
on May 29th.
Oh, it's like that close. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. I thought season 4. I must have stopped like 6 episodes in.
It was a rough watch.
Yeah.
You had to power through it. I also don't think it was particularly worth it. By the time everything was over, it kind of like But what's been interesting is that the whole recut season 4 thing, the primary motivator was that as soon as Netflix loses the license for the back episodes, now they have 100 episodes to do syndication. So they're going to try to do that. But the problem is, after recutting it, none of the actors got paid for their performances being recut into new things, which apparently you're supposed to do.
Oh, he gonna owe some money.
Yeah, that just hit like the Hollywood Reporter an hour ago. I was like, oh, that's fun. And then I immediately watched another episode of Arrested Development.
For the viewing public, good for us. I mean, they got to figure it out themselves. But I'm glad that he recut it, because I loved the first 3 seasons, and I couldn't even power through the 4th. I thought it just dragged. It was so bad.
The theme song, like when I first watched the show, the series, was when I like first started like heavily drinking. So every time
that checks out, that's how that works.
I would go out to Rockville Center because someone I used to work with was a bouncer and let me in while I was underage, and then I would go out to that bar, come back in the morning, be hungover, turn on Arrested Development, and like fall asleep in and out. And you just burr, 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 and I'm like, God, kill me now. It's just, so that's there. But the rest of the show is really good. Okay. I just hate the theme song.
I like how you described your state of mind then. That's when you were heavily drinking.
Yeah.
You never said that you stopped or anything like that. That's just when it started. Heavy drinking.
I'm like on day 7 of a bender right now.
Really?
Ever since I moved out, it's been like, I can't control it. I'm just like, I'm free. I can do what I want. I live in my own place. And it's like, ooh, I got a liver to worry about. But ooh, fun, health.
Yeah.
So
I feel like this is turning into an intervention. Ed is celebrating something. I hope it's not this news.
I'm drinking so much, and so like, oh, I'm all alone, my life's crumbling apart, and I got my new license, my new code for the Iron Giant, and it's now in my movies.
How did you get it that fast?
Warner Brothers apparently was just like, all right, cool, here you go.
Well, that was simple.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was good. This whole thing happened before. I am the man now. I feel so good. I should probably let people know I had a whole thing about getting the Iron Giant into my Movies Anywhere thing up until like 20 minutes ago.
That plaque.
And I was ranting and raving at Jeff about it, and now it's fixed, so I'm happy.
Now,
what was that, Valerie?
Is that Plex you use?
No, I was using Movies Anywhere, the service from Disney and Warner Brothers and all that syncs your digital movies around iTunes, Vudu.
I love Movies Anywhere, by the way.
Amazon. Oh, it's the best thing in the world. It's hands down my favorite thing.
Never.
I'm so happy. Yo, get on that shit.
I actually have to go through all of my DVD cases and get all the codes out and download everything now because Movies Anywhere is awesome.
Yeah, it makes everything so much easier.
Oh, there's a train.
Hey, speaking of movies, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Did you see it?
I've seen it twice, actually.
Me too. You? Lady, have you seen it?
Oh, I just moved out of my parents' house. Because I'm Zach.
God. Yeah, you have time to go on a bender, but you don't have time to go see Avengers Infinity War. Now this is an intervention. What are you doing with your life?
Your drinking is now affecting us.
I didn't have a problem with it when it was only just destroying your life, but when it messes
now
with
this
my
really
things.
Is an intervention.
Well, you can't talk about what happens in it on this.
Well, now we fucking can't.
Well, no, you can't either, because you have people that listen to this, and they don't want spoilers.
Oh, God. If you don't know what happens at the end of Avengers Infinity War by now, you fucking deserve to have it spoiled.
I heard 4 people die.
Love scene between B. Arthur and Captain America. It's so good.
Yeah, they,
good for B.
Yeah, they take cuts from the Golden Girls and digitally de-age her, like in those DirecTV commercials.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's what Thanos uses the Reality Stone for. He brings her back to life makes her young, and then she just goes and bones Captain America like super hard.
You know what troubles me?
Right in the middle of Wakanda. It's nuts. Like, I'm not talking like in the middle, like in a room somewhere. I'm talking like on the streets of Wakanda.
Yeah, so
it goes straight up and just starts getting weird.
I get it.
Hey, if you bone in vibranium, does it absorb all that energy?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Cool.
Well, it would. Okay, so the suit, Black Panther's suit would absorb the energy, but it would, if you were doing that against vibranium, the actual impact wouldn't be felt. That's why Captain America, when he falls down on the shield in Winter Soldier, when he's like jumping from the building. That was Civil War when he's jumping like off the building, then rolls off the shield. That's how that works because the vibranium takes all the impact.
Mm. I gotcha. Mm.
Absorbing the impact of B. Arthur's gyrating.
Yeah, which is way harder than jumping off of like a 12-story building.
Yeah,
just so we're clear. She's actually the first person to get the super soldier serum.
Hey, you know what's very troubling about this movie?
This entire situation where I'm talking about B. Arthur
getting
weird. I had to give a mental break from that. It was getting close to like seeing your mom in the shower territory. I had to like back away. You want to know what troubles
me? You can say what you want. I don't care about spoilers, so whatever.
Well, this is not a spoiler, okay? So
we're not going to spoil anything for you because it would offend me if you went into it spoiled.
But yeah, go ahead, so Jeff. This part is not a spoiler, but it's in the commercials and everything. You know, what Gamora is saying about him wanting to wipe out. It's in the trailers, I should say. He wants to wipe out half of existence. And that if he gets the gauntlet, he can do it with the snap of his fingers. It's troubling to me how many people on the internet think that that's like a real good plan. Like, oh, God, is that what you're thinking?
I don't know if you know this about the internet. Maybe this is breaking news to you. It's a cesspool filled with weirdos.
Woof. And I mean, for some of these people, they probably don't contribute too much to society. If it was not done randomly, What end of the stick folks think they're going to end up on?
I mean, like, you know, I agree with Thanos, so I'd be fine. Like, now,
let's think about it. Who's, if they're going to eliminate the drain on resources, who's going to get it? The self-sufficient tribe in the Amazon that takes care and returns the favor to Mother Earth, or some fucking loser sitting at his computer in an office bitching about Thanos' plan on the internet and doing nothing else with their life? Who do you think is going down?
Well, let's not talk so much about the loser sitting at his computer, not really contributing to society. I feel like that might be a bit of a problem for me.
Why is that a problem for you?
Because that's him.
What?
Wow, that's when Val just said, wow, because that's him? Let me...
Because you sit at his computer all the day.
All the day. He's working.
Yeah.
All
the day.
I am
working.
In a service industry, helping other people. He's not sitting on the internet bitching about other people that need to be eliminated from the planet.
That's true. Let me make that clear.
This was a very pointed argument and not at Ed. Val is the one for taking
what I was going to do as a joke and then be like, oh no, that's definitely you, you fat loser. I can't wait for Thanos to just destroy you. Did Thanos kill.me yet?
Oh my god.
See, I knew where Ed was going with that, Val. I pointed it. I left it vague enough for him to pick it up, and then you kind of just stabbed him in the throat.
Yeah. So, speaking of Thanos,
that's what you do
and since you're both in front of computers.
Is what she said. That's what you do all the day.
What I want you to do is open up a new browser tab and go to didthanoskill.me and let's find out if you died or not.
Kill?
My computer. All right, right.
All right, so what is it? Did?
Didthanoskill.me.
You were slain by Thanos, for the good of the universe.
You were spared.
Oof,
by
you're
Thanos.
Dead. Me too. Look at who is saved and who was destroyed.
Whatever. Thanos 2020.
I still
I mean, I've heard worse people, but I'd still do it. I'd vote Thanos at this point. That's fine.
Well, it's either Thanos or Kanye.
I know that I'm going to be spared. You know?
That's true.
If this thing is accurate, I'm voting for sure.
I'm good. I'm like, yeah, I was slain. You know what? I went down. I lived a happy life. I finally moved out.
Yeah. You got there, and now you can run away.
Yeah.
It's all.
So, I don't know what we should do. Should we talk about it? Should we not talk about it?
We can't talk about it. We can talk about it in vague terms. So, let's just say more things about B. Arthur.
I know that Captain Groot Batman. Dies.
You know who?
Groot dies.
Oh, speaking of, so all right, so since we're not spoiling that one, can we talk about Groot dying? Did you see the article about what
can.
His final words are?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's why I did.
Oh my goodness.
That wrecked me in the middle of my day. Damn it, James Gunn. Yeah, for those of you who didn't read it, so as Val just lets you know, Groot does die right in front of Rocket, and the last thing he gasps out is an I am Groot at Rocket that apparently translates to dad, and then he dies. And now I'm going to cry. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
And the way
he
said the I am Groot, it sounded like he was begging for, like he was begging for help. Oh man, that really does. That really is a gut punch if you're a fan of that duo.
Yeah.
The Optimum guy who came to install my Wi-Fi had a tattoo of Baby Groot on his forearm. So that was cool.
That is kind of cool. Kind of insulted that you didn't have me come over to set up your Wi-Fi, but that's fine.
Do you work for Optimum?
Oh, wait, you're using Optimum's actual, like, Wi-Fi router?
Yeah.
Oh, sweetie. Oh, darling.
Oh, what else am I doing wrong with my life? God.
Well, I'm going to say you started with heavy drinking, then followed it up by saying that he's a fat loser that contributes nothing to society.
I didn't say he was a fat loser. I said you sit in front of your computer all day for work. That's all
That's
I said.
Not.
And she also said, you're going to die alone, fat boy.
No, I that's
she wrote it on, she wrote it on paper and held it up to her webcam. Thinking we wouldn't say anything.
No. Right,
let me ask you about, let's get back to happier times. Let's get back to happier times here.
Yeah.
Are either of you a fan of Spaceballs?
Yes.
Have you heard the news?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Rick Moranis, and I would love to talk about Rick Moranis after I deliver this little bit.
I love him.
Rick Moranis is apparently reprising his role as Dark Helmet on the show The Goldbergs. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. He's doing a voiceover. I don't think he's actually like on camera.
That's okay. Exciting. I'll take what I can get.
But yeah. Of the guy who's been retired forever? Yes.
He was. So do you know the story of Rick Moranis by any chance?
Heartbreaking,
isn't it? This guy was, which is funny to say that Rick Moranis was like an A-list celebrity, but he was a huge star. He was a huge star at the time. His wife passed away. Horrible enough. You know, that just that.
Yeah.
And so he walked away from everything to make sure that his kids had their father to raise them. I'm like, damn, Rick Moranis is the man. Now I want him back.
He's so
hot.
We now want him back. He walked away a long ass time ago. Those kids have to be grown by now.
Yeah, they're grown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want you out. Like,
we need Moranis.
Come back. Yes.
We do.
Moranis 2020.
I mean, if he wasn't Canadian, that would be fine.
Oh, he's Canadian. I never knew that.
Wait a second. So she can vote for Thanos, but not Rick Moranis?
I can vote for Thanos, who doesn't even live on the
Earth. Yeah. Okay, yeah, but he has the reality stone, so he can change the voting rules.
Oh, is that
Could
what Trump
we do?
No, because if he had the reality stone, his hair wouldn't look the way that it does.
That's true.
Yeah, that is.
But you hear about Patton Oswalt and his wife and how the killer that she was like set out to find has been found? Like, that's awesome. What? However,
all right. You didn't hear about this?
Oh, this is an awesome story.
So you know Patton Oswalt's late wife was a writer named Michelle McNamara. She was a true crime writer. She was working on a book. She's working on a book about the Golden State Killer, who I believe, and Val, you can correct me if I'm wrong, killed 12 and raped 40 or something like that.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
He was also called the East Area Rapist, I believe. It's East Area.
Yeah. So she was doing a book about it, and the book is what made it difficult for her to sleep and ended up with her accidentally mixing medications and dying.
Jeez.
So Patton Oswalt had some of people that were also true crime writers basically help finish the book. And just a couple of weeks ago, they caught the guy that was the Golden State Killer. Using DNA results from one of those like 23andMe things, they pulled that up and matched it to the DNA of the Golden State Killer, and it was like a 99.9% match. The guy was a cop, who was a creeper. That's fun.
So the funny part is he looks like one of like the dads that you grew up with, like a dad of a friend that you have. Like, he looks very like big and brawny and like whatever. He looks really normal. But if you listen to the recordings of what he used to do and call the police himself, he was a cop himself, so he would call his own like station and be like, "I'm gonna kill you." Like, it's the fucking creepiest thing in the world. Sorry, I curse. But it's...
Jeff's delicate sensibilities are quite offended.
Well, I don't want to offend anyone. But he used to do it in, like the morning. And, like, it was just, like, that's so... It sent chills down my spine when I heard it. I was like, why am I listening to this?
What was amazing, though, was the day that they arrested him and announced that they got him, it was like World DNA Awareness Day.
Oh, my so God. I didn't know
it,
that.
All just like, yo, it was like, oh, okay, so team for it's DNA hysterical like, and awesome.
Oh, shit.
We finally got a win.
We did it, guys. We finally did it. People are going to know what DNA is now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because didn't they just find out like last year or something that a lot of the DNA proofing that they've done in crimes, like 98% of them are wrong.
Oh my so, God. Probably crazy. Something
like DNA that, yeah. Jobs need to win.
Yeah. DNA was really having a tough time PR-wise.
It was.
Yeah, so they were DNA work. Was definitely like, yo, we got to find this motherfucker, get our images... Get our image clear a little bit.
Yeah. Seriously. But yeah, that was an exciting day. I was very jazzed about that when that happened. So I'm a big Patton Oswalt fan too.
Yeah.
So.
He must have like had such a heart-wrenching moment. Like my...
Oh, if you followed him on Twitter, yeah, it was a day. Aww. It was a real heavy retweet day. And I'm glad he got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad that they took care. Yeah, put a good old W in that column of serial killers. I don't know. I don't know how that works. It was a sports thing, and I lost it halfway through because what do I know?
A withdrawal?
Yeah, it was a withdrawal of serial killers. You need to increase your serial killer intake so that you no longer, and then you got to wean yourself off of it. You know, like do three serial killers and. 2¾ and keep going, and then eventually you'll be fine. But then that's when the real work starts.
The funny part is my dad we've been asking my dad, because we don't know a lot of our family, we've been asking him to do the ancestry thing so we can like see where we're actually from. Like all I know is I'm Irish and German, and he always said like I'm not giving my DNA to them because it's the government and they're going to harvest your DNA and they're going to do this. And I'm like, Dad, it's a company, it's a business, it's not the government. But it turns out he was right.
So, sounds like your dad's a serial killer. I'm just throwing it out there based on what you said. I think your dad is a murderer.
What do you have? What does he have to hide there?
That's the question. I mean, like I'm all about keeping your privacy.
I'm not.
But but in this situation, yeah, no, I need some testing done on your
now
dad's
she has
DNA
a murder shed and train tracks and shit.
Just go. Yeah, right? Like we started this off with her offering us her murder shed and now her dad's clearly Jack the Ripper reincarnated and
that would be terrible at murder, by the way.
Oof.
Awful.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh my God. She would never shut up about it. She'd be like, you guys, guess what?
So
you'll never guess what I did.
Like, all right, guys,
I totally
murder.
Killed the guy. Here's the evidence. And here's the DNA sample.
Remember that time I murdered somebody?
And she'd announce it on this podcast. I got to be honest with you, though. She would announce it here, and that would make us just blow up.
Yeah,
like, taped confession on
it would be really good for us.
It would be dynamite.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to make sure to, like, sneak it in between dick jokes, though.
Yeah, of course.
Just to keep it on brand. Yeah, like, oh, man, Dave's got a really small dick. Speaking of people with small dicks, guess who I stabbed with their own dick in the eye?
Don't murder Dave, though, really, because we still need him to edit.
Yeah, we kind of have work for Dave to do, so don't
you know
do that.
What? He's actually, he's almost like at this point, he's becoming like a disassociated like figure. He's a specter at this point.
He's the shark in Jaws.
Yeah,
we're constantly referencing him, but he's never showing up. And then eventually, he's just going to pop out of nowhere.
He's the shark in
Jaws. And
I'm
going to be like, "We need a bigger boat." And that's
the helicopter, whatever that horrific scene actually was.
It's like Dave, and he swims up, and he's like, "Hey guys, I'm here." And it's like, "Oh my God!" And then we're not excited. Because we
get I've totally lost. Totally lost.
So you know what I like? I like how instinctively she was trying to work rule of threes and just like didn't get the whole build up part. So it started off and she's like, and then I'm gonna Dave came up and was like, hi. What? Huh?
I tried, guys. I tried.
We heard it. Hey, speaking of Jaws and terrible shark movies, have you seen the trailer for The Meg?
Yes.
You didn't see it? They had the trailer of that at Infinity War. Isn't it called The Meg?
What was it?
With Jason Statham and the big shark? No. Where did you see
it? Did you see it in like 3D or something?
At a UA?
Where I see everything.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Nah, AMC, man.
Oh, yeah.
No, I definitely did not see
that movie. Did you say badass?
Sorry.
That movie looks like
hot
pile of shit.
It is Jason Statham and a megalodon type shark. Like, what?
Check and mate. Thank you, Valerie.
What more can
I said check and mate. Thank you, Valerie. Because Jason Statham movies suck.
It's basically like, oh, hey, here's Frank.
And Jason Statham movies suck.
What?
Come on.
Have you seen Craig?
Ed, can you weigh in?
Y'all, I gotta be honest with you. I enjoy Crank. I hate Crank 2.
I hate Crank 2
with a passion.
Loves Crank 2.
No. I like Crank because it was just dumb enough. I watched it when I was like homesick one day. And it was just entertaining enough while I was in a fever dream. But no, generally speaking, you're right. Jason Statham movies are not great. I wouldn't necessarily go to a theater to see one, but I will definitely watch it once
it's released. This movie just looked atrocious to me.
Well, like we discussed a couple of episodes ago, I love horrible movies. So, like, The Expendables.
Yeah, if you love horrible movies, Jason Statham is for you.
I love horrible movies. I prefer.
I like certain movies,
but I love horrible movies.
So, you know that movie that came out a little while ago, like Hurricane Heist or something like that?
Oh, do you mean Paddington 2?
I wanted to see that so bad. I didn't see it yet, though. Oh,
well. Paddington 2? You should go see it.
I didn't see either of them.
I didn't see 2.
Did you know? Apparently, the animation studio that does the effects for Rocket also does the effects for Paddington. So there are some people that get very, very confused between the two because it's definitely very similar stylings.
The tone of them, even like the when you look at the animation of them, the texture like through the hair and everything, Paddington and Rocket. Can you say that they're related?
You're looking real quick. I mean, you can't because there ain't nothing like Rocket except Rocket. But yes, I can say they're related. I can say whatever I want because
you are
fancy.
Do you think Nebula is going to have a big role in the next Avengers?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
yes, I do.
It's not. I mean, there's nothing. There's fucking nothing left to. There's nothing left to spoil or anything. I've been waiting to talk to him about this.
There's so much.
I'm not going
to say so much to spoil.
I should say I'm not going to spoil anything.
Okay. Yeah. So your job this weekend, Valerie, is to stop being a dum-dum and go see this movie.
Guys, AMC I just moved out of my parents' house. I don't have any money.
Are you a Stubbs member?
That's true.
I know, but it's further away.
Are you a Stubbs member? They have $5 Tuesdays.
I am.
So does the Broadway Mall.
You know what this is right here? This is a free pass to a movie. I will give it to you if you'll go use it to see Infinity War.
No.
I will doubly give it to you if you go see Infinity War and let me come with you.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I want to see that movie again.
It is good.
Like 1,000 times. It's so good.
How many times have you
seen it? Yeah, I saw it. I saw it twice.
Only twice.
You got to get out there.
Wow.
Well, who are you talking to, her or me? Okay, good. Yeah. So you're going to need to get on that, and I'll cover your ticket with this free pass right here.
There you go.
It'll be amazing.
I don't want the emotional stress that everyone's going through right now.
Yeah.
Would you rather we berate you for not having seen this movie?
I don't know what's worse.
Trust me. The emotional stress is way easier than dealing with us berating.
Well, you know how I know that 4 people died? Someone made a meme of like the different powders, and it's like, who were you most sad about dying? And it was like all these different like soot looking piles.
That sounds like an awful meme.
Stuff. Oh,
and I was like, that sounds like an awful meme. That meme doesn't sound funny at all.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
it might not translate well into.
I saw a great
meme. She didn't really paint a great word picture.
It was a picture of Ahmad Rashad at his wedding. He married Felicia Rashad, also known as Claire Huxtable. No. I don't know her original name. She is now Felicia Rashad.
Oh. That's like Jeff Ritter got married to his wife.
Teresa.
I don't know your wife's name.
Yes, exactly.
Mrs. Ritter. It's just Mrs. Ritter.
Got married to Felicia Rashad, who I don't remember what her maiden name is, but his best men, or I'm sorry, his groomsmen were her Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson. And the meme says,
I did see that.
Ahmad Rashad had like the worst bridal party or the worst groomsman of all time. I thought that's pretty awesome. Yeah, it's an old black and white photo.
It was like in black.
Yeah.
I know exactly who is it too. Sorry, I just got really excited about that.
That's a terrible. By the way, her maiden name, right, she was born Felicia Ayers Allen.
Yeah, Debbie Allen.
June 19th.
Who's like a famous dancer and choreographer and maybe even actress, whatever. So, yeah. So I thought that was a good one.
She is also an actress, yeah.
When it comes to Infinity War, I have to talk about it with Ed. So if you don't see it by next week, we're ruining it for you. You've been warned.
I'm not the one that is protesting you guys ruining it for me.
But now that you...
Ed is, not me.
Yeah, because I care about you. It's like the nicest thing I could possibly do for you. And then you're like, fat
loser. That's what you turned on him for. But no, listen, now, Ed.
Yeah.
Now that she's been warned and has a full week, will you feel as bad next week if she doesn't heed our warning? Okay.
No. Next week, Dave, clear your schedule. You got to get on here, buddy.
Sick, Dave. We don't know what you're
going
to
have a real conversation.
I'm sure it's not fucking important.
What the?
I don't even know. Honestly, I don't know what he's. I don't know what he's doing. It may be very important, but I have not insulted him in so long that they're just kind of they're like just fucking bubbling out. Like I keep trying to hold them in, but I'm not going to be able to. I gotta get it. Yeah, exactly. I gotta let him know.
Just like Dave with farts. I've
not told him how small his dick is in like 2 months. It's a shame.
Yeah, I'm going through withdrawals. I got the shakes.
You go and get your shakes. Go out there and get your girlfriend pregnant and just disappear off the face of the earth. So. Yeah. Well, no, we made that announcement.
Did you just make a huge announcement? Is she pregnant?
Yeah. As far as everyone here
and
knows,
they're having a shotgun wedding because
But that's only because we said it to try to get Dave to come back.
This is all a lie. My heart was literally stopped for a second. I was so excited. Whatever. I don't even care.
Yeah, actually, speaking of Dave having children, if you don't like me talking about this, feel free to edit it out. He texted me the other day with the following thing from Lisa, where she said, "We are right in the cusp of ugly and good looking, so our kids should be okay." Referencing, like, you know, how good looking people have ugly children.
Oh my God.
And my response to that was, if Lisa is saying that she's on the cusp of good looking, let her know that no, she actually is genuinely good looking.
She's a very good girlfriend for not coming out and telling Dave that he's ugly.
Well, that was my thing. I said to Dave that, you know, tell her that she's not on the cusp of good looking. And he said, "Oh, I'm glad." You could have gotten one of two ways. You could have insulted me or complimented her. And I just pointed out to him, by complimenting her, it was a tacit admission that, yeah, you are whack busted, dude. You fell out that ugly.
Oh no, Dave is so cute.
Right. She said we're on the cusp. Although the truth is, Dave is a cutie pie. He's just got a weird shaped head.
He's got the weirdest head, though.
He's got a weird shape.
I'm not correcting you. I'm saying he's...
Hey, I gotta say, when I was single, I thought about it. And then I also thought about the fact that I dated his brother.
And
so
a juggalo.
Yeah.
I have a colorful past.
Dave wasn't a juggalo at any point, so he was really off your radar.
Really off. He's like too good of a person.
Yeah. His head was too weird shaped for that fucking clown makeup anyway.
He would look like a Picasso, like an angry clown Picasso.
He'd be an abstract juggalo.
Like, I'm going to murder you, but I'm also very confused about it.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
So
well,
how is, okay.
Go ahead. What you got?
No, I was just going to say, how are you guys? I haven't talked to you in so long.
Doing okay. I'm a little disappointed that I can't get Ed's opinion on the most anticipated movie in a long time. That is so crazy.
Hey, did you know that that movie was 10 years worth of buildup?
It was 10 years in the movie.
It was. And now you can't ask me about it.
Are you yelling at me for this?
No.
Is that to me?
Nobody's yelling at you. Nobody. I was directing my question to Jeff.
I am absolutely aware.
I was. I'm looking. I wasn't looking over here where you are. I was looking over there where Jeff is.
So
I don't know where I am.
Oh, please. You should know that you're going to be on the big part of the screen instead of Jeff.
Stop.
I'm not even offended. It's the same exact thing over here. So let me ask you this, Ed.
Now it's on the big screen.
Yeah.
How good of a job did they do of keeping you off the scent?
So good.
They did a good job. I know from all of our conversations, you know, they've done a good job. And I'm not anywhere near your realm of comic book knowledge, but I read both. I read Infinity Gauntlet and I've read Infinity War. So I know, you know, a bit about, which is why I asked the question I asked before about, you know, about Nebula and stuff. But I mean, this was not, they did not lift the comic and put it onto the screen. This had ties. They pulled from multiple sources, and I don't know all of them, but they pulled from, you know, multiple sources and stuff. But this was a really just an outstanding movie, and it was, I don't know, have you seen that level of hype that this movie had to live up to?
Nothing has had this level of hype and
I really
clear
can't think
that
of
bar
one. You know, because listen, Black Panther was a very well made you know, very well done movie, but it didn't have the hype that this did. Its hype came afterwards. You know, it got to exceed expectations, and then all the hype followed. This movie was just built and built and built, and it's still, I still was able to watch it enthralled 2 days in a row for a 2.5 hour movie.
Yeah. I mean, like, the last time that a movie was this hyped and this anticipated, it was Garfield's Tale of Two Kitties.
I was about to, like, agree with you and say Force Awakens. And he said,
I was going to say Force Awakens.
Yeah, no, the real answer is Force Awakens, but hey, Garfield's Tale of Two Kitties is where the joke.
If you guys like shitty movies, that's on Netflix, the Woody Woodpecker remake is dog shit. But good dog shit.
Oh, no. Like, which,
yeah.
All right, I'll watch that. I'll watch that tomorrow. That's fine.
Our favorite site is on it.
Val, what did you say?
No, I was going to say something, but I forgot.
But yeah, no, Force Awakens is the last movie where anybody was like this hype for a thing. And I liked Force Awakens, but, you know, I know there's a lot of people that didn't. And
although
this
Force
was,
Awakens,
but
Force Avengers was significantly better than The Last Jedi.
Oh, I agree. 100%.
I disagree.
Really?
I love Last Jedi.
Listen,
I love that movie.
I'm not saying that it's a bad movie, but Force Awakens was better.
No, I like the fact that they took Force Awakens was more of the same, and I understood why they had to do it, but The Last Jedi is where they actually started branching off into something.
You know what?
That
I will give that to you. That's part of what I guess that's part of what I didn't like was I felt like they went too rogue on it.
Well, that I mean, there is the fact that with Star Wars movies, you are kind of going for the comfort food of sci-fi.
Yeah, and listen, I didn't want to find out that, you know, Rey and Kylo Ren are half siblings or something like that. Like I didn't want it to just be the next incarnation of Luke and Leia or the continuation of the Skywalkers or whatever it is. But Star Wars has been around for all of our entire lives. It's always been a part of it. I had older siblings, so it was huge and all of this. As you're coming down to them wrapping this up and you think they're going to – this is one that I want a bow put on.
Yeah.
You know, like you Infinity War does not put a bow on a fucking thing, right, Ed?
Mm-hmm.
Infinity War doesn't put a bow on a thing, but I'm okay with it. Because I know what it is. With this is the last. This is not a separate trilogy. This is the third trilogy in a trilogy of trilogies, basically. You know, I kind of wanted this to follow the vein, and I feel like what was the director? Rian Johnson.
Rian.
So, I feel
I said
like
Rian.
Wow.
You doof. You doof. I just like saying the word doof.
Honestly. Oh, are you talking to me? What?
Yeah. I was calling you a doof.
No, I
feel like he went rogue.
Yeah, he kind of did.
And I wanted it to stay in the vein a little bit.
Okay, can we just talk about the one part where Leia's supposed to be dead and like you think like, oh my god, this is that moment because like she actually passed away in real life and then she just wakes up and she's like, oh, I'm alive. Let me fly to the spaceship and then she's alive and she's fine. Like, what was that? What?
You know, I don't know if it's because she died in real life that I was actually relieved that she didn't die.
Oh, I was definitely relieved, but I just didn't like I just felt it very cheesy.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that, definitely. I can see that. I can definitely see that. Does anyone else feel like Mark Hamill hates Star Wars and everything with it?
Yes, he definitely does.
He does, right?
And he's like, even though it's his, like, it's the only thing I would know him from. I mean, all the Joker stuff, obviously, too, but, like, you would have to look into him for that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, after he got into that bad car accident, he left acting, and then he was on an episode of Just Shoot Me, and then that was it.
Yeah, he. You're right. Yeah,
so way to pull out the Just Shoot Me reference, by the way. That was...
Did you guys like that show?
No.
My mom was obsessed with it, so it would be on all the time in my house.
I hated that fucking show.
And then my mom was like, that's Luke from Star Wars, Valerie. And I'd be like, he looks terrible. She's like, that's because he got into a really bad car accident.
she gives bad news in a very upbeat way.
I was very young.
He was horribly disfigured, Valerie.
To be fair, though, my mom has really poofy hair. And when my dad introduced me to Star Wars, I told my mom that she looked like Chewbacca.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow. You are.
She hated Star Wars.
Well, that's much like you made Ed hate himself and the internet.
Oh, please.
I don't do it to me.
There's nothing she could do to make me hate myself more than I already do. Let's be honest here.
Wow. Look at what you've done to him. Again,
remember that time you're talking about how
your drinking is affecting all of us now.
Day 7.
Is that water? Please tell me that that's not vodka.
Please tell me that's tequila.
No, it's vodka.
That is a giant cup of vodka, huh?
Oh, no, there's seltzer in it.
Oh, okay.
Not on a Monday night. That's a Saturday night thing. Not a Monday night.
Good grief.
Well, so... I'd make a comment, but I really can't.
No, I'm hoping that, like, this feeling of wanting to drink all the time, I'm hoping it ends soon, because I don't know what to do.
Ah, yes.
Hope. So last week...
Hope, the number one outpatient procedure for recovering alcoholics. Hope.
Last week, I had vacation time, so... I sat there on Wednesday. I went to the doctor for a checkup and then I came home and I was like, I have literally nothing to do. So I started watching the new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy and drinking. It's like, this is the best Wednesday ever. By the way, new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, best show ever.
And then noon rolled around and she had herself some lunch. That's
No, then my nieces nice. Came over. Welcome to Valerie, Aunt Valerie's house. Oh, man. That was bad.
Yowza.
I'm living my best life.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. Good for you. I'm happy to see that you have a 17 and 18 ounce cup of vodka and seltzer on a Monday night. Girl, that's good stuff.
I went to the gym today after work, okay, guys?
Ugh, gross. Yeah. Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I haven't been to the gym in 3 weeks.
What gym do you go to?
Planet Fitness, where they don't judge me. They
wow,
do judge
it's the
me.
exact opposite of this podcast. Yeah.
I call it,
I need to go
I
somewhere without
Planet judging. Fatness, where we do judge shit out of you.
What do you judge the shit out of me for?
Not just
oh,
you.
Yeah, no, that
you
is
just
the
shit out of everybody.
The you is in the collective you, you know, not you, Valerie.
I get it. Well, you know, I have to pay someone to not judge me.
I have to pay
Wait,
someone.
Wait, you're Catholic?
To
doesn't God like not judge you, or God judges you like once at the end?
No.
God
doesn't
judge
like once. Yeah,
God
but he,
is like,
he does it no. once at the end, so just do what you gotta do now. Fucking say you're sorry at the end and fucking you're done with it.
True.
That's how it works, right? That's how God works,
no,
right, Ed?
There's no way. Yeah, totally, for sure. There's no way the omnipotent being that would know that you're just trying to pull off
no,
that
he
bullshit.
Knows.
It's fine.
He created you, so if you think that way, that's his fault, not yours.
Ah, that's an interesting That's an interesting
yeah.
point.
Yeah, because you know what God's really known for? Taking constructive criticism like that.
I'm gonna be smited in a second.
Smote. It would be smote.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know there was a past tense version of smited.
There's always a past tense version.
Huh.
You will smite. You have been smote.
I like that she said a past tense version of smited. Which isn't a word, and would be past tense if it was.
Guys, I'm just here for entertainment. I'm not here for smite.
You're providing it.
You know what show is really good, actually? Jersey Shore.
You are not.
Well, yeah. That's all the time we have tonight.
Thanks for joining us this week. Tune in next for talk about the Infinity War phenomenon.
And not Jersey Shore.
Yeah, very much not Jersey Shore.
There's not too many shows she could have said that she would have been more wrong than she was.
Yeah. Like, you can watch it and be like, I've been drunk before, but I've never been like that before. And then it makes you feel good about yourself.
I don't know.
Somebody hasn't been drinking with me before.
Certainly been that drunk before.
No, but not like admitting to cheating on your girlfriend drunk on national TV. And your girlfriend is pregnant at the time. Also still being in love with said ex-girlfriend.
But isn't that like what you have to do to be president now? So
wait, do you have to do that to be president, or do you have to become president and then say it?
I think it was the former, the latter, and now it's the former.
But then you get a Kardashian baby named after you. Stormy Daniels. Kylie named her child Stormy. That child's gonna own us all one day.
Kylie is the best looking of that entire crew, by the way.
I disagree.
Who are you?
Kendall is the hottest. Kendall is by far. She's the most natural looking. She's like not the one that's like being a trash demon like the rest of them.
Being a trash demon. I love it. I love everything about that sentence. Of them. If you held me at gunpoint and said you have to name more than one Kardashian, I'd be dead.
Well, who do you think
looking at? Kylie's technically a Jenner.
They all look. Listen, I'm when it comes to the Kardashians, it's kind of like I'm a racist. I can't tell them apart. So I don't know who's who. I don't know which one's all right, hot.
So Kim
or not?
So Kim is married to.
No,
Kim is married to Kanye West.
Okay, go ahead.
She's the one that caught the D from Brandy's brother on tape. She's the one everybody knows.
Okay, right.
Courtney is the one that looked kind of like her, but uglier and less talented somehow.
And keeps dating basketball players that cheat on her.
Chloe is OJ's daughter.
No. Okay, yeah, Chloe is OJ's daughter, but you mix it up. Chloe's also the one that is the uglier version of
Chloe is the uglier version of all of them.
Yeah. Oh, were you referring to Courtney?
No. Listen.
I think you mixed them up.
Courtney looks a lot like Kim, but uglier. Chloe does not look like them, but she's ugly.
I think Courtney's the, like, prettier natural, like, there's Courtney and Kendall. Like, those are my top two.
And then, then there's
Kendall. Hang on, I'm hovering over their names as you're talking about this on Wikipedia, right, just so I can pick them up.
I'm only, there's brothers there, too. There's Rob, he's a disaster.
Rob.
I'm not here to help with which brother is the hot.
Those are the Kardashians, and the rest of them are all Jenners, aren't they? There's
yeah, Kylie and Kendall
are the best
Jenners.
Looking too.
All right, yeah, I'll definitely give you Courtney. This picture of Kendall Jenner looks like she's about to eat somebody's face.
Yeah, she's a model, isn't she?
Yeah, she does kind of look like a snake now that I think about it, but I just think that she's like Like I.
Oh, she's the one that solved racism with a Pepsi.
Yeah.
That's all you had to say. Yeah, no. The one that solves racism with a Pepsi.
Which one is that?
A-OK in my book.
That's Kendall. Okay. That's Kendall. My favorite's Kylie.
I don't get that. Kylie looks like a troll. Well,
then I would like to.
Oh!
Like a troll.
Let me tell you, it's not just trolls. He also had a weird thing for Shrek in the early 2000s. It's gets a little dark.
I mean, who doesn't have a thing for Shrek right now? Shrek is so hot right now.
I know that's Austin Powers, but
oh, yeah, that's like entirely not related. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not related. Oh, that is not her.
Was basically the human physical form of Shrek. Using
the same voice. Mike Myers' most underrated movie is So I Married an Axe Murderer, by the way.
I've never
seen Love Guru.
It's not The Guru?
Or is it The Love Guru? There's both the Love Gurus on it.
I don't... It's
isn't
such
it a, the movie that,
I
like,
think it's The Love Guru,
career?
Actually, now that you're saying it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that was one of the two. It was a 1-2 punch of Cat in the Hat and then that.
I loved Cat in the Hat. That's incredible.
You should go read. There's an article about how he behaved on the set of Cat in the Hat.
Oh.
You should go read it and then be very upset with his choices.
No, I am very happy with my view on Michael Myers, even though that's also a monstrous serial killer in a movie, but whatever. Mike Myers.
All right. Well, the alcohol is clearly hitting Val's brain.
I don't know what the fuck just went on.
As she's sitting here.
What was that? Was that Val tapping her glass? Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that's what it was.
You already know, sure, Jeff. Don't act like you don't.
It was like crystal clear the way it came through.
I was trying to
if
think
you
it's
going
to be fun for Val to go back and listen to herself get drunk over the course of this podcast. Okay. I'm just saying it's going to be fun.
Oh, I've done it before. Don't worry.
That's true.
All right. Well, without Infinity War, I have nothing left. What about you guys?
I never have anything left. Oh, well, God.
Everything I've said
there you go.
Is what I wanted to say. So.
That's it for this week, then. Infinity War.
Yeah.
Do or die.
Edit. So not feel like he's not even talking about it.
All right.
All right. I'll go see it this weekend if I have time.
You make the time,
I
you ding dong.
I'm in a terrible
Christ,
movie theater now.
Move.
Someone's like, what can I do?
Just. Fucking yeah! You're not in some remote location. You literally
like
live 6 minutes
Missouri,
further away
right?
from the old theater that you used to go to than you do now. Yeah, now you're 6 minutes further.
I used to
live
around the
from
block
that.
From that theater.
And actually, she does.
It's okay.
She
you
lives
can do
near
it.
A nice theater, also.
I
the one on Brush Hollow.
No, I don't.
Well.
That's not a nice theater compared to what I'm used to.
They remodeled it.
That is true. Yeah, it's still not. I still prefer Levittown over that one. All right, guys. Before we have a fist fight on
movie theater,
this thing on movie theater,
we never will.
West Side Story.
You both know how much
style
I love
dance fight
Levittown theater. Ever.
Oh yeah, it's
ever.
A great theater. Ever.
Oh yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
We're on the same ever. Side again. Something is
ever.
Something's terribly amiss in
the
universe.
Yeah, it feels weird. Dave, we're gonna Dave just coming at the end and just be like Dave's just gonna have to come at the end and be like, I like Clearview Cinemas, and then that's gonna be it.
United Artists.
Where's my bow tie theater in Rockville Center? Let's alienate everyone from outside of Long Island with this last bit.
Yeah, six of them. Is there?
There's more than six. It's actually, yeah, it's way less Long Island people at this point. All right, so let's leave. Bye.
Bye.